To create a futuristic 2023 editorial, the Squamish chief newsroom staff turned to ChatGPT. For those who have yet to cross paths with this addictive new application, it is a computer program, a chatbot, that can write answers like a human. It is pretty incredible AI. Give it a try if you haven't. We asked it to make an acrostic, where the first letter of each line spells out a word, about what's great about the new year using the phrase new year. Here's what it came up with. N, new beginnings and fresh starts. E, excitement and anticipation for what's to come. W, wonderful opportunities and potential. Y, your chance to set and achieve goals. E, experiences and memories to be made. O, another year to grow and learn. R, reflection on the past and looking ahead to the future. Not bad ChatGPT, not bad, but we aren't yet worried chatbots will take our jobs. It is smart but not intelligent. For example, we asked it for things to do in Squamish, and it gave us the Squamish Lilwat Cultural Center, which is in Whistler. Not quite, chatty. But then we also asked it to come up with solutions to the Squamish housing crisis. We will leave it up to you if this computer-generated perspective is on point. Here's what it spit back in less than 15 seconds. The housing crisis in Squamish, like in many other cities, is a complex issue with no easy solutions. However, there are several measures that can be taken to address the shortage of affordable housing and help alleviate the crisis. These measures may include increasing the supply of housing. One way to address the housing crisis is to increase the supply of housing in Squamish, either through new construction or by converting existing buildings into housing units. This can help to reduce competition for existing housing and lower the cost of housing in the area. Providing financial incentives for developers to build affordable housing. Governments can provide financial incentives to developers who build affordable housing, such as tax breaks or grants, in order to encourage the construction of more affordable units. Implementing rent control. Rent control policies can help to limit the amount that landlords can charge for rental units, making housing more affordable for renters. Providing financial assistance to low-income households. Governments can provide financial assistance to low-income households in the form of rental subsidies or other forms of assistance to help them afford housing in Squamish. Promoting alternative forms of housing. Promoting alternative forms of housing, such as co-housing or tiny homes, can help to increase the supply of affordable housing options in Squamish. It's important to note that addressing the housing crisis in Squamish will likely require a combination of these measures and may require the involvement of multiple stakeholders, including local governments, developers, and community organizations. To quote Astro from the futuristic The Jetsons, "Ra-ro." Perhaps writers and journalists aren't the ones who should be worried about AI taking their jobs. Politicians may have to be looking over their shoulders.